It's so good to be with you, and if you're visiting with us, a very special welcome to you. Isn't the weather amazing? This time last week, it was sunny and warm and t-shirts, and now they're talking about bad weather and things like that. But we've got a lot of warmth and a lot of good sunshine here inside, and we're so glad that we're worshiping together. I want to highlight a few announcements. Be sure and look at your bulletin. There are a lot of things going on in the life of the church. On November the 25th, Reverend Green will be starting his Bible study on John the Baptist, and there's information about that in your bulletin. Also, Sunday, November the 30th, Hanging of the Greens services in the worship service and the family life dinner at 5 o'clock. Let's make sure to make plans to be a part of that activity. And then Sunday, December the 7th, Cookies and Milk with St. Nick from 3 to 5 in the Wilson Activity Center. If you missed the ACCDC Rocks event this week, you missed a wonderful evening. There were a lot of people here. Their fundraising was a success. Baker Curris, of course, was a wonderful master of ceremonies and auctioneer. And we appreciate all the volunteers who helped with that to support the school. They also raised money for scholarships to help those who need assistance. So it was a great evening and a lot of great things going on in the life of the church. Let's take a moment and greet and welcome one another. Join with me in the call to worship as we stand. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belongs wisdom and might. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. The affirmation of faith this morning, the Apostles' Creed, number 881 in your hymnal. It's also printed in your bulletin. Let's unite in this historic confession of our Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the vale with him, or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day.
All right, good morning. If all of our friends will come forward and have a seat right here. All right, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. They're all like, good morning, Miss Laura. All right. This morning, I want to start off with a scripture. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Because I'm happy.
Hey, what are you so excited about?
Today is my birthday, and I got a card from my grandparents.
Oh, really? Well, my birthday's this week, too, and I got a card from my grandparents.
That's cool. Mine sent me some money.
Oh, that's good for you. I don't think I can have any fun with what they sent me.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to buy a toy or two, and maybe some candy. Or I could rent a movie and have my friends over.
Oh, would you invite me over? Because I'm not going anywhere. I hardly got anything.
This is more money than I can make in a month's allowance.
I made more than this just by picking my neighbor's weeds.
My grandparents must really love me. They sent me this money just because it's my birthday.
My grandparents, they probably just scraped the loose change up from underneath the couch cushions. They don't care about me.
This is such a great gift.
This is a lousy gift. So, how much money did you get?
$10. How much did you get?
I got $10, but boy, by the way you were talking, I thought you'd get $100.
Well, you made it sound like you just got a dime.
All right, so these two puppets had one thing in common. They both received the same amount of money for their birthday, didn't they? They did. The difference between the two was their attitude. Billy had an attitude of thankfulness. Sarah did not. In your life, many things will happen to you, both good and bad. No matter what happens, you can still be thankful and filled with joy. Your attitude is what makes the difference. Thankfulness is being grateful for what God and others give to you. We have received so many wonderful things from God and others. So let's be thankful for all of our blessings. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for all of our blessings. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. I call your attention to the prayer concerns printed in your bulletin this morning, and we have some additions. We want to remember Dolores Morgan, Diane Bay's mother, Zach Winters, a nephew of Scott and Martha Christie, is undergoing cancer treatment. And our prayers are with Nathan and Lynn Kilborn and baby Eleanor. Baby Eleanor was born prematurely Friday, and they're doing as well as can be expected at this point. We need to keep them in our prayers and in our thoughts during the coming days. Let's go to God in prayer. Loving God, we are grateful and we are thankful in the many ways that you've blessed us right up to this very moment. And it's so good to come to this special place and put aside the busyness of living, the planning and the fixing and juggling activities and worrying about how things will turn out. In here at this very moment, in the peacefulness of this time, it's here that we celebrate your love. And we're reminded that you are our rock, our refuge, and a fortress against the storms of life that batter us. You help us carry the burdens, and you help us celebrate the joys of the journey. Sometimes, oh God, we put ourselves above others. We get put out with others. We want everyone else to be like us and think like us and act like us, as if we were perfect. And the truth is, we're not as perfect as we think we are. We're quick to judge. We're quick to get angry. Slow to forgive. Short on patience. We need your help here. Fill our hearts with love and patience for others. For most of us, dear God, patience doesn't come naturally. We get irritated in the checkout lines, and we get irritated when someone gets the parking place that we know is just for us. We get irritated when someone doesn't act like we want them to. May we always seek to contemplate what somebody may be suffering or going through before we jump to any conclusions. Reality is that nobody's leading a perfect life without some level of stress or hardship or illness. May we be ready to be understanding and forgive others as you continually forgive us. Most importantly, help us to be more Christ-like. We lift to you our prayer concerns. Especially we lift to you Jim Curtis and his family and the death of his brother Alan. May he feel the comfort and the love of and the strength of the resurrection. Put your arms around this dear family, dear God, and comfort them. And we lift to you Lynn and Nathan with baby Eleanor. Comfort them. Strengthen them for the issues that lie ahead. And we lift to you all those that we've named this morning, and we ask that your gentle yet strong arms of love wrap around all today and give them just what they need and peace of heart. Father, in just a few minutes, we'll leave this place. Take our hand and walk with us as we go about being your disciples, caring for the sick, feeding the hungry, visiting the prisoner. May we be all you call us to be. We offer our prayers in the strong and loving name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I was pleased this morning when I walked into the Wilson Activity Center and I looked at the table where the family-to-family boxes are. And the stack is going down and down. There's still a few left. Our goal, as you know, is to collect 200 boxes of food supplies for families in need in the Central Arkansas area in Little Rock. If you haven't had the opportunity to be a part of this mission, please take a moment, take a box, and let's help those in need and those who are less fortunate than we are. Let's pray. Gracious God, as we offer to you our gifts of tithes and offerings, we're humbled by your great love and sacrifice for us, and we are truly thankful for all the blessings we have. Bless our ministries and missions as we reach out to your children in need. Bless the gift and the giver and those who receive them. In Christ's name, amen.
To 8 standing for our hymn of meditation. Hymn 117, O God, our help in ages past.
Welcome you, and I know many of you may be comfortably warm this morning, right? Have our sanctuary warm because it's chilly outside, and so I know that there's that great temptation to take a wonderfully nice nap. But I want to give you the absolute way to open your hearts and minds for God to speak to you this morning. And we start by reading our scripture passage, which comes to us from the book of Psalms, chapter 61, verses 1 through 5. Hear these words as they are read aloud. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me abide in your tent forever. Find refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. When I was growing up as a teenager, one of the big events that we went to in my youth group was to the Christian Musical Festival called Ichthus, and it was in Wilmore, Kentucky. And if you don't know what a Christian musical festival is, just think of Woodstock, but Christian. There would be a 4-long-day event from Thursday to Sunday, and they would have all these Christian bands from all across the country come and perform, and they would have speakers come and preach. It was a great time of learning and fellowship with our youth group and a lot of fun. But one particular year, very early on a Sunday morning, there was this massive supercell storm that was about to bear down upon our campsite. And so the youth minister and the youth counselors, they rallied all the kids up to pack quickly, to load up the trailer and the vans. And there were two things remaining, these very large two army tents. They were massive. And we had to get the ropes off, and we had to allow the tent to fall, and we folded it and rolled it. One tent had already made it in to the trailer. And there was one army tent that was remaining. The rain was bearing down. This army tent must have been about 400 pounds wet. And I remember one of our youth counselors at the time, Casey Dacus, with a great amount of strength, reaching down, grabbing it, and hurling it into the trailer so that we could leave the campsite as quickly as possible. So we make our way out, and of course, everyone else is leaving at the same time. There's large streaks of lightning through the sky, loud claps of thunder, tornadic activity is approaching. And this teenage male that doesn't show many emotions is terrified inside. Luckily, we're able to make it down the interstate about 100 miles and get out of reach of this storm, and we find refuge, finally. Many of us have been through different experiences that frighten us, overwhelm us. Things seem out of control. We feel very vulnerable. In fact, we think of the times in which we want to call out to God, and we seek a refuge from God, a shelter from the storm. When we experience a dark night of the soul, that is a crisis of faith where our doubts kind of spiral out of control, we seek peace and light. When we feel danger and evil creeping at our door, we hope for safety and security, don't we? No doubt. I want to invite you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine with me. You're about 10 or 12 years old, and you're living in a village in Africa. You have your friends and your family there. Life is pretty good, although there are certain struggles. To grow crops, you have to walk miles to get water. But one day, armed gunmen come into your village and start threatening people. And soon others around you are shot. You and your family, you run. You keep running. And you run. You run for days. And finally, you see a bit of hope ahead. The conditions don't look all that appeasing, but it's a place of security and safety, a refuge. It's a refugee camp with thousands of other displaced people. But for the first time in days, you feel safe. You can open your eyes. All across this world, there are people that go through so many different tragedies, horrors. The book of the Psalms is such an incredibly holy book. Many of you took Reverend Mary's Psalms class and you got to explore that. Our youth group is going through the book of Psalms, and well, and many of you have just been able to learn the Psalms all your lives, and the wealth of experience and the depth. The people that write these psalms are, I think, ordinary folks like us from a long time ago. And it's about their relationships with God and their current experiences. They range from the joyous and happy and excited and praiseworthy moments to the doubtful, fearful, abandoned, alone. Goes from pain to hope. And our passage this morning is no different for one that we can look at
and examine for ourselves. We see this psalmist write about how God is his refuge. When there is evil or darkness or enemies surrounding, this man knows that God will shelter him. And what we learn from this man are two things. First, that it's okay and we should cry out to God when we are in need. And in fact, when we are in the ordinary times, when we're in the average day-to-day, everything seems to be going well, those are the times where we are to train our hearts and our minds to be connected to God so that when we encounter those crises that come our way, we do cling to God first. We do get on our knees and go to the Almighty Lord. And the second thing, this psalmist has confidence that God will protect, give aid, give refuge. We must have and find that same faith when we encounter those experiences, that God will give us a place of refuge. Sometimes I think that when we think of God, God seems away and distant. And we often wonder, how can God relate to what I'm going through? And the answer for me is Jesus Christ, right? Because Jesus experienced all that it means to be human. The pains, the sufferings, the joys, temptations, the frustrations. Jesus himself was a refugee. Herod was wanting to kill him, and his family had to flee from danger. Don't we know that that must form and transform him into a person that gives compassion and seeks to help those who are in need of a refuge in their own life, whatever difficulty or pain they're going through? And where did Jesus go in his greatest moment of need, his darkest hour? He went off alone and he prayed to God. A simpler word, he communicated to God. Jesus poured his heart out, filled with great anxiety, sweating blood. He knew God would journey with him through every moment to Calvary. Do we feel that same faith about us, that God journeys with us in our hard and tough moments? Just not too long ago, 2 weekends ago, my brother-in-law and his wife had a newborn. And the baby, Ruby Lee, was born 10 weeks premature. You can imagine the moments before the baby came into the world and after, the terror, the vulnerability, the uncertainty surrounding that family. But the baby is doing well. This weekend, Reverends Nathan and Lynn Kilborn experienced something very, very similar. And the baby was born just at 27 weeks. You can imagine the fear, the chaos in that moment, in the moments ahead. But the baby's doing well and God journeys with them. I remember several years ago, there was a couple I knew who lost their baby. And they had been gone from church for a few weeks, just trying to get through the difficult moment. And they came Christmas Eve. There are many people that came up to speak to them, but one of the biggest regrets of my life is that I didn't. Instead, I avoided them. And the reason I avoided them is because I felt it was too awkward. I didn't know what to say. I didn't have the words I thought that they needed at such a difficult time in their life. And so I scampered away to avoid. That was ridiculous. I want you to learn from that mistake. Because when people go through life-altering moments and times like those, like the losing of a child that you've been trying to nurture and prepare for months, I could have gone up to them. I could have simply said, I'll be praying for you. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm here for you. Because oftentimes we forget God works through us. That glimmer of grace and love and that hope of refuge could have been spoken to them that they needed in that moment. Brothers and sisters, in the months ahead, there will be parents that face the loss of their lovely children. There will be friends or family members of yours that develop cancer or another type of disease. There will be those that lose their parents or their siblings. We, as the church, have a responsibility as the hands and feet of God to give those glimmers of hope and refuge and love to them, don't we? Don't we have that responsibility to support them, to care for them? We hope and we put our faith that God will be our refuge and that we can help be a refuge to others. And in closing, I want to share with you a prayer that has become very dear to me, and one that when you go through a difficult time, maybe it will be helpful to you. And it's a prayer from St. Patrick. And it goes like this: Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ is the heart of every person who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. May this be a prayer we can use when we feel we are overwhelmed and in pain. And may Christ surround you and be a powerful, strong tower of refuge in your dark moments. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us be standing as we sing our closing hymn. And our closing hymn is Now Thank We All Our God on page 102. If there are those that would like to unite with this congregation in any way, whether it's professing your faith in Christ for the first time or rededicating your life or just simply coming towards to pray at our prayer altar, we invite you forward at this time.
Who from above. welcome into our church family, Cindy and Doug Walker. Doug comes to us by transfer from another denomination, from Markham Street Baptist Church, so I offer him this vow. Doug, will you continue to serve Christ, this time through United Methodist Church, being loyal through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Wonderful. And this is going to be Cindy's adopted home, as she's going to keep her Catholic tradition. But we're just so grateful that together as a team, they're going to be in ministry here to Asbury United Methodist Church. So I know that you rejoice with me. And Chase, I'll offer you the benediction.
Go forth in peace, knowing God's love surrounds you, hugs you tight. And may that be a relief and a refuge for you, your loved ones, and may you pass on that great word of wisdom to all you know. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.